Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the Independence Day weekend edition of the Grilling Guys. This is the weekend as we know it, that if you ever grill at any time throughout the summer, this is when you're going to do it. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Oh, what's going to be cooking this weekend? Man, I think the whole country is just going to be a big layer of smoke.
That's right. The grilling mitts are out. The tongs are ready. And we're hoping that you get out and spend a little time. We got this 4th of July thing on Tuesday this year. I think every business on earth will be shut down on Monday as well. So we're looking at a four-day weekend. Tons of time to get out in your backyard and create grill envy in your neighborhood.
Man. Or I think a lot of people are going to be at their cottages.
Yep.
I think people are going to be at state parks and county parks.
Camping.
They could be grilling on some of those post-charcoal models, you know, with the slide up and down rack. And those do a good job.
Right.
Bring some good lump charcoal and make sure you bring some fire starters. And most of those things pivot. So if it's windy where you're at, pivot that thing so that the back end is against the wind and you'll save your clothing.
My other tip on those park grills is build a really hot fire and let it cook a minute before you put any of your food
on
it.
Drop the grate down in the coals for a half hour.
Right. Let her sterilize when you need to, because those things sit outside. But you can always put some tinfoil on the top of them, too.
Yeah, sure you can.
We're going to talk a little tinfoil a little bit later.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I have been getting ready to build onto my house, and my son-in-law's relatives own a company called Michigan Excavating, and Sam and his boys came out a few days back, and they hauled 18 loads of dirt out of a gigantic hole
in your yard.
Front of my house.
Right.
And fortunately, I have property, so you know he's backing up into my trail into the woods, and they're dumping. And I showed you the dirt they spread around. It looks pretty cool. But there's still a giant mound of sand for backfill.
Cats are liking it.
You know, it's just beautiful, pure sand underneath the gravel and black dirt on my property. It's like it's perfect sand. So consequently, I've never had water issues or anything like that. And I think a lot of people that build or have homes already existing, you're in areas where there's clay, low, you know, high water tables, all these things, they deal with a whole different bunch of crap than I have to deal with. But so they did a great job. And then I got this company out of Greenville called Andrews Concrete. Fantastic group of guys. And they came out, put the father-son team. They got all their employees are like family. So they came out and laid the footings one day. I mean, these guys work so hard to... First of all, the excavator
To feed them.
Did a great job of excavating, so they didn't have to hardly rake anything. And it's just so cool to watch this process take place. So last night I'm out there, and I'm getting ready for the show, and I'm doing things for them to get ready. And I'm looking at this massive thing going in front of my house, and it's really starting to hit me that this is going to be a butt kicker of a project.
Sure. Sure, and that's why you have good qualified people around you that can take care of those things.
One thing when it's all on paper, but when it starts taking place,
it's
intimidating.
It actually is. And speaking of intimidating, if you've got a large group of people to feed during this holiday weekend, throughout the show we're going to be giving you tips about things that maybe you can make ahead a little bit. And I've got a golf outing to do this holiday weekend, later today actually. And what I did is I put together, I was in charge of bringing one of the appetizers, right? It's going to be 12 couples when we all get there. The guys are all golfing. The girls are doing something else. And when we all convene at the end of the day, I'm one of the appetizers. So I did jalapeno.
You're one of the appetizers?
Right, yeah.
That's weird.
That didn't come out right. But anyway, I'm responsible for one of the appetizers anyway. But I did jalapeno poppers. Super easy, but have those jalapenos the lengthways. Make the little boat out of them. Take the seeds and the membrane out because that's where the heat is, right? Filled them with a little bit of pineapple, crushed pineapple, and cream cheese mix just to soften the heat a little bit. Wrapped them in thin sliced bacon and just set them in a Tupperware, big Tupperware tub. And I did these on Friday.
So you cored the jalapeno?
No, I cut them in half and then just scooped the seeds and the membrane out. So they're little boats, okay? And then what I'm going to do is grill them on direct heat to get the bacon going and then move them up on indirect heat to finish them. They'll be on the grill 45 minutes, but that way the little boats, they aren't a whole pepper. It's just a half a pepper. They go a little further.
How are you going to eat the bacon on top to crisp up?
That's what I'm going to do. The indirect heat, leave the lid down and let it go for about 45 minutes, and it'll crisp up and be done. But the bottom bacon will cook on the direct heat because I want the pepper to get a little bit toasted as well. You got to watch them because they'll flare up a little bit. But at the end of the day, I could make those ahead. I made them on Friday after work, knowing that Saturday evening I was going to be using them. They hold fine in the refrigerator. And then when I'm ready to cook them, I take them out, put them on the grill, whatever time it is. You know, if we get there late, early, you know, it's not a timing thing.
You could play around with that, and you could try grilling them on the top first with the cream cheese side down while it's still cold to get a little crisp on the top. Because I think you're going to struggle getting that top of that bacon to be
crispy.
I've never done it the way you're trying.
Right. Well, I've done it before that way. Yeah.
You have?
Yeah. Yep. And you know, if I had more time, I'd do the whole thing in a smoker, and then they just kind of bake a little bit in the smoker and get done. But you know, that's an hour and a half for them to be on there.
I like to core them when I do that, and
leave them whole and just
clip
core the top
them and
off.
Stuff them full so I can wrap them and keep flipping them.
Okay.
There's a trick to that too. You have to start off with the pepper whole side up, and then you wrap the bacon over the top and then twist it around
like
to kind of tie it into it. Yeah. And then that, you know, the cream cheese doesn't want to ooze off. I also brown like Jimmy Dean sausage and put it in with the cream cheese because I like a little meat and everything I do.
Right. Exactly. Including your pepper. But anyway, yeah, so those are easy little, you know, fix ahead type hors d'oeuvres that you can bring out whenever the people come around. I mean, that's the cool part about the holiday weekend is that you've got an opportunity to, if I've got some stuff all made ahead, you don't know when people are going to blow by and be hungry and you want to do a little something on the grill for them.
You know, I still love doing those dates, though, that Chef Dewey taught us how to do, where you stuff them with, there's lots of things. Gorgonzola is a good one, or pecans. And then wrap them in bacon.
Mm-hmm.
Bacon and date doesn't sound right, but I'll tell you what, a half slice of thin sliced bacon, and you just curl those up, and oh, those are so tasty. People go nuts over that.
Yeah, and one of the tips there, too, is anytime you wrap, well, not anytime, but most of the time when you wrap stuff in bacon, you want the thin cut bacon because you want it to cook and before the stuff underneath it burns.
Well, plus if it's the real thick bacon, it wants to stiffen out and kind of come unraveled.
Right.
It shrinks so much. Whereas you get the thin bacon on there, it tends to like bond right to whatever the protein is that you're wrapping it in.
Yeah. So later in the show, we're going to talk about just some kebabs. Those are really easy to make ahead of time. You can do those with all vegetables, or you can mix your proteins in with the vegetables, and those are great marinated. So we'll dive into some of those recipes as well. But
yeah, we're going to reinvigorate a couple old recipes that were on the site, too, for Independence. The Independence Burger and the Independence Day Burger. They're two separate recipes.
Okay.
A couple of years apart in the building. But one's turkey and one's beef.
Oh.
You know, I was at an event recently. Oh, it was when I was in Sacramento at Whole Foods. They were grilling. There was a farmer there who raised a bunch of organic turkeys. And he had turkey patties that he was grilling up with just some seasoning on them. And he was grilling them up to about 150. And those things were fantastic. So don't be afraid of turkey.
Yeah, cool. Coming up next, it's an Independence Day burger. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world.